don't know as I can identify one of those, but
snake feeder and
snake feeder, yeah.
And if sometimes in the if you look in the closet, if you haven't looked lately, there's a
big hole. Something wool.
Well, that come off.
And you might say I saw
that. That'll tell you things. The kind of a winged.
That's a different one.
No, they lay the egg, and when they hatch out, it's a worm, and then I think that worm becomes a winged animal.
Oh.
That's where the evolution comes in, Steve.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then the next year they lay the eggs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that same year, I don't know. But they go into a cocoon, you know, come out something else.
You would call it a moth miller.
Well, it's near a miller as anything I would know, yes. They fly. That is the ones that lay the eggs. But now the ones that do the eating, mm-hmm. I suppose they eat some too, those older ones. They got to eat something. And wool's the only thing they'll take in the way of clothing. They won't touch a cotton garment.
You might say that I opened the door and out flew five
moths.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the insect that lights up in the lawn in the summer? Look out and see.
Well, we used to call them fireflies, but what is that? They got a better name than that, I think.
Lightning bugs?
Lightning bugs, yeah.
Now, could you tell me the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Yes, boy, I can. I'll tell
you, there's
a lot of difference in the size and the shape. A wasp is quite long, and he's got a kind of a connection between the little back part of his body and up in the winged part.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd say a wasp is about that long.
About an inch.
Well, a hornet is only about half that long, but he's got a stinger just as long or a little longer. And they're either one of them very bad. That is, if you stir them up.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do it just for orneriness, we kids. The hornet built his nest on a tree limb.
Mm-hmm.
And the wasp will build theirs out of mud, sticking around any place that they can get in a corner or up against a wall or something like that. They like to get in a building. But they do build them, some right out on tree branches.
Mm-hmm.
But
any other kind of stinging insects?
Yellow jackets. Oh, yes, they're terrible, too.
They worse than a hornet?
Well, no. I wouldn't say they're worse than a hornet. The only thing about them is they live in the ground, build their nests in the ground.
Is that a mud dauber?
No, they're not a mud dauber. They crawl in a hole and have their nests in the ground.
Mud dauber's a wasp.
Yeah, they daub theirs all up. You see, here's what they do. They daub up a certain amount there and lay an egg in it. Daub up a little more, another section, lay an egg in it. They're all individual, those little sections. There might be seven or eight of them in one of those little houses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they just leave them there till they don't hatch till the next year. I think that's the way it goes. But I usually knock them down every time I see them.
Imagine. Sometimes for bait, they'll go down to the water and see little teeny fish swim around and use the
minnows.
And what about, you can always tell the spiders around when you see a
web. Well, I don't know. There's spiders. I've watched spiders weave a web, and it's very interesting to see how they do that.
Is there a difference between a spider web and a cobweb?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, a cobweb, I don't know, it's just something that's gathered up out of about the same material, and I'll tell you, about the only time you see those is in the fall of the year.
Inside the house, or?
No, floating in the air.
Oh,
haven't you ever seen them? Great white webs are floating along. They just in
a... Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see, that's the...
But spiders don't weave them.
No. I don't know where they come from, but they float.
What's these dust webs that get to the corners of your house? There's no spiders.
Well, there's been a spider that'll weave that.
They're dust webs, I'd call them.
You wouldn't call them cobweb, though.
I believe that would be the cobweb.
Well, yes, cobweb is